Guys, welcome back to Practice Peak. And in this week's episode, I want to show you how to get your practice to 100K plus a month, done consistently, done predictably, and done stress-free. Is this like a cheesy hook? Well, you have to stay until the end and find out, because I want to actually show you the exact way how I built and I scaled my clinic to 100K a month. I want to share with you my Q1 report, because it's literally the end of March, beginning of April 2024, depending on what time of the year you're listening to or watching this video. And it doesn't actually matter at what point you tune in, because the principles of how we get there are still the same. But I want to show you a couple of things you can learn from those reports, and hopefully you can apply those things to your practice, your business. And I want to share with you some of the biggest struggles that I find people are challenged with getting from 10, 20, 30, 40K to 100K a month. There's a big, big difference, not just numerically, but also the strategies to get to that stage as well. So if you stay until the end, these are the things that you will learn, you will discover. And the whole mission of Practice Peak is to just help people build amazing businesses that serve lots and lots of people, that the practice owners make some money along the way and have fun. Because otherwise, what is the point? You might as well just work for someone else, have no responsibility, and still be on good money and still help lots of people. So if you're someone like me who's got the fever, we'll call it the disease, of running a business, there's always better things to do. There's always better improvements, more things to achieve. And that's kind of what you sign yourself up for if you're an entrepreneur. Now, here's my analysis. So as we are recording this, it's 2nd of April. So these are the numbers from 1st of January 2024 to 31st of March 2024. Bearing in mind that in March we had here in the UK Easter holidays, so Friday, Saturday, Monday, that's 3-4 working days for us, and my practice was shut. January is obviously not the busiest month of all times, but somehow, and I'll show you how, we've managed to build this infrastructure of a business that still generates good stuff, and it still serves a lot of people predictably and consistently. And the biggest challenge I find with working with businesses is that they just cannot generate results that are predictable. Therefore, the business owners are always stressed out, they're always worked up, they just always jump from one thing to the next without actually creating something that is long-lasting and sustainable in terms of business assets. But you can see here, we have number of appointments in total, 6,147. These are my actual numbers. I had to screenshot them because some people don't believe that there are businesses in the UK, chiropractic clinics, that can generate these kind of numbers, and the owner, who is myself, doesn't work in the business. I've learned along the way, by the way, I made lots of mistakes, how to structure the business so that it doesn't depend on me. Because otherwise, in my opinion, I just had a job and I just created this entity that was 100% relying on me, so that if I went on holiday or if something happened to my health, I didn't have a business. And that's kind of how I see things differently compared to most clinic owners. And that's not right way or wrong way. It's just how I believe my business should be run. So over 6,000 appointments over the last 3 months. On average, we probably have 45 British pounds per appointment, so you can kind of do the maths. We're taking more than a quarter of a mil already, which is brilliant. But again, it's kind of what we expected to see. And wouldn't it be cool if more businesses were transparent enough about the way they got there? Because I would have loved to have this playbook of the best chiropractic, the best health businesses on the planet that had a record of how to get there. Because ultimately, it's not about just the money. It's helping the patients and helping lots of people out there and creating an amazing service that the business owner doesn't have to stress about. Therefore, they can create better service, better products, just ultimately better customer service for their clients. And that's kind of part of the mission I'm on, is to be transparent about the numbers and to show you guys what works and what doesn't work. In terms of new patients acquisition, new client acquisition, so from the 1st of January to the 31st of March, you can see on this report if you're watching on YouTube. And by the way, guys, the only thing I ask from you is to hit that subscribe button, because I noticed that a lot of you are watching this, but you haven't become a subscriber, and YouTube likes when they see that the channel is growing, which means it will show it to more practices, more clinic owners, more people like yourself, and hopefully we can help more businesses out there to actually just really, really enjoy the concept of running a chiropractic clinic and building awesome teams and creating something for the clients that is amazing, and therefore it should be a win-win-win. So that's my ask. I call it a gentleman's agreement. Hit that subscribe button, because every single week I make these videos for you and this content that hopefully helps some of you out there. And even if it doesn't help people, I'm still going to carry on recording them, because there will be someone who benefits from this, even if it's just one person a week. And you can see the numbers here. So the numbers speak for themselves. Like I said to you, I have nothing to hide. So far, we have generated 306 new patients. These are not leads. These are not people that we have to follow up, or we don't have to use a marketing agency to chase up people and call them and get them booked in, and they cancel it, they don't pay and all this stuff. No, these are people that are booked in the diary, they've paid for their appointment, and we have a 99% show up rate. So these people show up. So these are the numbers, guys. And let me share with you, based on these numbers, what I found were the steps to get from 10 to 20 to 50 to 80 to 100K a month consistently. The first things you have to do is you have to do the basics well. I'll give you a good example. So I'm working with a client at the minute, and we're figuring out the structure for his business, for his clinic. He's a single doctor in the practice. At the minute, he doesn't have any receptionist, massage therapist, rehab, nothing like that. So I said to the person, if you don't do things well yourself, if we don't come up with systems, with processes, with procedures, being able to consistently generate new patients, being able to get people started on the plan, giving the patients the results they deserve, and replicating that process or those processes, you will never be able to grow a business. Because what is the point of hiring one or two or three people if you don't do the basics well yourself? So with that said, make sure you know how to do a good day one. Make sure you know how to do a good day two. Get yourself a coach, or hire someone, like, I don't know, it doesn't have to be me. Get someone to help you to really structure those things and put these things in place, so you know when you have a tricky patient, or when you have a difficult case, or when there's people don't have finances, but they know they need the help, there's ways you can support them, and you can replicate that hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. If you cannot replicate it just for yourself as a practitioner once or twice or three or 10 times, there is no point hiring an associate. There is no point hiring a massage therapist. There's no point getting a clinic manager, because you're just creating more headaches for yourselves. You're creating more liabilities because you don't know how to do the basics well. And that's the ugly truth. And trust me, I've been there. I've made all the mistakes myself. I'm still making them, but I'm just in a position where maybe I'm a few steps ahead of some of you guys. And hopefully that helps you not make the same mistakes as I have. The second thing is, one of my favorite sayings in life is, heads I win, tails I don't lose. What does that mean? What does it mean, heads I win, tails I don't lose? It means that you find a way for every situation in the business to make sure that if you win, you win. If there is a losing situation, you lose very little or you don't lose at all. So you minimize your downside and you leverage your upside. There's lots and lots and lots of ways of doing that. Let's say you're structuring a deal with a local agency that you want to advertise with, and you know they have 3 or 4 or 5 advertising boards that currently are available. There's no business advertising on them, but you know they're close to your clinic. You want to put an awesome ad. You want to put like a QR code on there that next to traffic lights, so when people stop, they can scan it. It takes them straight to your website with an offer, blah, blah, blah. You know that business needs to fill those spots. So in order for me to leverage my position, I might call them and I say, hey, this is Stefan, I'm the business owner of X, Y, and Z. I don't know if you guys are busy or not at the minute, or if you are currently running any sort of offers, but I'm new in town and I would love to try for 3 months how your business operates. I'm a very small business. I don't have many funds, and I would like to, first of all, figure out, does this thing work for me? And second of all, figure out if I can do business with you long term. Because if I can, I'll be a long term loyal customer and I want to do repeated business. I'm here to stay for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I'm not here to go the next month or two. So why don't we come up with 3 month payment plan for me that if it generates me a certain number of business, certain amount of business, I'm happy to pay your full price. If it doesn't, we have to come up with some sort of agreement, otherwise I wouldn't be able to afford it. But if that's not something that you can do, I understand, I'll find another company. Guess what? They want your business. It's just like human nature, right? If they say no, you've lost nothing. If they say yes, you've potentially reduced your downside. If it doesn't generate many new patients, you pay half price, or you pay 25% off, or you pay 50, or whatever, however you structure it. But that is the concept of how do I reduce my downside and minimize my risk, and how do I upgrade my upside? If it does work, I leverage it. So if it works, great, I'll pay your full price. It's fine. That's exactly what I want to do if it generates me 7, 8, 10 new patients a month. So I hope that one makes sense. It's a principle you can really apply in all sorts of life situations and business situations as well. The next one is the psychology of building a team. If you want to get to 100K a month, you cannot do it yourself. It's just the numbers will not add up. So in order for you to build a team, you have to play to your advantages. Because if you just have one or two people in your team, it's very difficult to go to these events where all of us, all of our chiropractors are competing for the best talent to grab their attention and for them to come to us. So for me, I've had to figure out 101 different ways how to attract talent, how to make sure I'm booked to all the events every single year. We don't miss a year of advertising, of marketing, of recruiting. Because when we do, guess what? It took me 18 months, 1 year, to find a good associate. And no one wants that. But it does start with you've got to treat your staff well. You have to have a brand that stands for something different, because this is your tribe. These are the kind of people you would attract. And then the strategies behind it are actually much easier. But the psychology of building a team comes from building that uniqueness around your brand, building that differentiation point about your business. And that doesn't mean you have to have 10 people or an amazing big building or a shiny X-ray facilities and big car parks. No, it means you stand for something that you believe in, and someone will follow, but they have to know what you stand for and what you believe in. So you might start with a mission statement, you might start with your vision, you might create a little brochure or PDF file, campaign, print it out, stick it on the wall, and just kind of have a look at it every single day. Use it in your marketing campaigns when you're advertising for staff. And then the logistics behind hiring follow. That's the easy part. You've got to hit the psychology right first. So that's point number three. Point number four, how to grow from 100 to 100K a month is what I call here meaningful work equals great team culture. There are 5 points that I've taken from someone amazing, that it was one of my mentors. And this is what he said. There are five principles for meaningful work. And these are the principles you have to apply when you work yourself, but also when you have people working with you, your team members. Principle number one is people need a challenge. Things need to get incrementally more difficult. I said, keep them one foot out of their depth, meaning it just has to be hard enough for them to be able to see the result, whether that's, I don't know, pushing the clinic to do a certain number of treatments that month, or working together to collect enough Google reviews so that people can see your clinic stands out. Any type of challenge, it's like a game. You need to gamify it. But you know how when you play a game and it gets difficult and more difficult and more difficult to reach level, otherwise you'll get bored. With work, it's exactly the same stuff. So you've got to keep the, in order to keep the work meaningful, you need to keep it challenging. The second point for meaningful work and how to build an amazing culture. By the way, we have 15 full-time direct people working with us in my clinic, and then obviously we have subcontractors and things like that. But hopefully they don't talk behind my back. But from what I can see, they're happy, they're busy, we have fun, we work hard, and we deliver an amazing service for our clients, which is the main thing. So I've got some of the stuff right here. Maybe not all of the stuff, but some of the stuff right. And these are the five principles I think about all the time. The second principle of how to create good culture in your team is a sense of forward motion. So that's true in life, that's true in business, that's true in your work, and that's true for your colleagues. They have to know that there is a sense of progress. That can be booking the CBD events for them, having an event coming up, a work due, a challenge, setting them tasks, setting them goals, setting them projects that they can work towards, but they need to see that they're evolving. Because as soon as you become static, you're actually dying. It doesn't feel nice. Everyone knows it's quite boring, it's dull, it's repetitive, and we don't want that. The third point is pursuing a goal that is subjectively meaningful. So that's where I sit down 3 to 6 months with every single chiropractor of mine, and we go through the goals that they set for themselves. What's meaningful for them? Not what I want from them, That's another kind of meeting. That's another topic that we have to discuss. But what is subjectively meaningful for them? For some of your chiropractors, that might be numbers in a diary. For some of your chiropractors, it might be learning a new technique that they've wanted to learn all their life. My wife has always wanted to learn the Webster technique to help pregnant patients. And this year she has. And she's already helped quite a few pregnant patients not to have a C-section or complications in the later stage in their pregnancy. And that's super phenomenal, like super meaningful. So that's really, really important. Point number four is people need to feel like they have control of their work. So don't be constantly micromanaging and being on their shoulder, like, oh, why didn't this patient start treatment? And why did this patient complain? You have to understand you work with professionals. If you've provided the right training for them, if you've provided them with the right tools, they will be good. They will be good. You have to focus on what's going well, not just what's going bad and controlling the situation. I must admit, I'm probably a little bit guilty of that, a bit of a control freak. I think all business people are. But the more I gave control to my team within the framework of how we practice, the more they started to flourish and become better people, not better people, sorry, better practitioners, and being able to be showing up to work with more confidence and experimenting with different strategies and having the ability to really show authority with their patients and lead the way. And that's really, really cool to see as a director of the company. And the final point is probably the most true one, is you've got to work with a set of people or community that you like. You have to like your tribe. In the past, I have made mistakes where I've either hired the wrong person or placed people in the wrong position, and it just wasn't enjoyable for me. It wasn't enjoyable for them, and ultimately it wasn't a good outcome for the business. So things start to change. So that's really, really, really important. And these are my five principles. Screenshot this, DM me, I can send you all this if you want, but these are critical if you want to create that 100K a month. Because by the way, guys, these numbers here that I've given you, 100K a month, 20, 30% profit margins, it's amazing. Of course, it's great, and it gives me flexibility and freedom. But that number that I've just shared with you is the outcome, it's the byproduct of applying these principles within the context of what I'm teaching you. Okay? You don't lose weight by just focusing on a number. You lose weight by eating well, by exercising, by sleeping properly, by stressing less, increasing the amount of training you do. These are the inputs, and that's what we need to focus on. And finally, stand on the shoulders of giants. And what I mean by that is the number of times I've hit my head against the wall, not literally, by trying to come up with something that I think works and it didn't work. And then I go back and I said, I should have just done what my coach told me, or I should have just done what this person said, or that book or this podcast suggested. Things that have been proven to work over and over and over and over again by leveraging other people's knowledge, experience, and expertise. I've paid hundreds and thousands of pounds on coaching, masterminds, self-development, and it's paid off. But I also work with people that you can see how they had to wait until the very end, until almost their business is going bankruptcy, for them to seek for help. So don't be afraid to just leverage what people already know. If I pay someone £10,000, but they can generate me a skill that makes me 100K every month, is that a good investment? Yes or yes? So these are the five points that I believe are very, very important to get you to from 10 to 100K a month. The biggest struggles, these are the biggest struggles, is knowing your musts and leaving behind your shoulds. Tony Robbins talks about this, but if you focus on what must happen and you know your KPIs in the business and you know what are the critical things that need to happen in order for you to grow, do them. Don't worry about the color of your logo, or don't worry about getting a thank you card for your clients. It's amazing. I think you should give them thank you cards, but you must have cash flow. You must be profitable. You must be able to help people. You must be able to generate results. Those musts are musts for a reason. And if you ignore the musts and you just follow the shoulds, you shoot yourself, as one of my favorite mentors said once. So it's almost like the 80-20 rule, where you focus on what are the 20% of things that generate 80% of my results, and focusing on those. We'll call them income generating activities. What are the things that actually keep my business alive, make it thrive? And then I can focus on the thank you cards, the personalization of emails, by organizing work dues with your staff members and all of that stuff, which is very important, but it's not critical for your business to survive or thrive. The second thing is, I notice by working with quite a few clinics now, we notice that there's a lot of limiting self-beliefs. And your business is going to be a reflection of how you think. I call them the stories. The story that you tell yourself, the story that you show up with on the Monday morning is very important. You've got to, what was that saying? Fake it until you make it. I used to wake up every morning, used to have a shower, and in the shower I used to have something written, or like at least imagine it. Today is going to be a great day. I'm going to help lots of people and I'm going to have fun. Today is going to be a great day. I'm going to help lots of people and I'm going to have fun. It feels so fake at the beginning. It feels like BS. And then something magical happens. You start to think less about the negative stuff. You start to think about less about the things that could go wrong and the potential of things that could go right. And you just rebuild your mindset. And I'm not a mindset coach, but it's a big part in business. And finally, the biggest struggle is people don't want to do the not sexy work. You've got to do the unsexy work. The unsexy work is picking up the phone when someone cancelled and following up with them. The unsexy work is knowing that you have to hire a CA and writing that bloody script for what to call, how to answer the phone when they apply for the job. The unsexy work is writing your name on the back of a referral card and giving it to a patient. Say, look, if anyone can benefit from this, please give them this because it will really help me and my business. And then hopefully I can help them. This is the unsexy stuff that no one wants to do because it works. And because something works, you want to do something that sounds more sexy, more shiny, and is much more exciting on the surface. But that creates a lot of stress. That creates a lot of business mistakes and things that we want to, as much as possible, avoid if we were to run the business in a smart way. Guys, this is unfortunately the ugly truth. So I'm going to set you a challenge. And the challenge for this week, and I told you, I'll try to make this this show as much as I can practical and real for people because it's helped me knowing all this stuff. And I want you to have, this is a challenge for this week. Last week's challenge, I can't even remember what last week's challenge was, but go and watch the previous video on YouTube. This week's challenge is, I want you to have an uncomfortable conversation with someone who's been where you want to be. Someone who is at that destination where you are aiming to get to, but you just don't know how to. Let me give an example. I have a friend, amazing friend, and he's such a good business person. He's really hardworking, but they're making probably between 50 to 60K a month, and he just doesn't know how to get to 90, 100. He just doesn't know how to. So a couple of weeks ago, we sat down on Zoom, and I said, what are your goals? What are your challenges? How are you getting there? And then we can finalize where the biggest bottleneck was. So now we work together and I realized that actually he just didn't know to get to the next step because he's never done it. And I don't know how to get to 200K a month because I haven't done it. I may think I know, but I clearly don't because I'm not doing it. So that's the challenge I want you to set yourself for this week. Pick up the phone, send an email to someone, send a DM to someone. If you know a clinic, someone like myself, where I obviously do professional coaching, I can offer you like a chat where I can consult or at least do a discovery call, and I'll show you in a minute how that works. But just please do that one thing and have an uncomfortable conversation with someone. The reason why I say uncomfortable is because you need to put your ego to the side. You have to put the ego to the side and say, I don't know how to do that thing. I need to ask someone who's doing that thing well how to do that thing, because I can show you all my playbooks and I can show you the things I teach people. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that normally we do a business audit and a strategy. We do a cash injection so we can help your business get more cash flow. I have a growth accelerator stage where we increase existing cash. We have an automation mastery where a lot of people struggle. That's where you set up systems. That's where it says processes, SOPs. The final phase, in my opinion, is operational excellence, where you take yourself away from the business so you are allowed to have that freedom to do whatever you want, however you want to, whoever you want it with. But that process has taken me 6-7 years to get to that. And I had a mentor who was saying to me, from phase one to phase two, you need to do X. From phase three to phase four, you need to do Y. From phase four to phase five, it's a completely different ball game. So I can show my framework, but I cannot physically do it for you. And I can show you how we have lots and lots of different campaigns that we run. This is another couple of things that we ran last year where we generated thousands of pounds, and we didn't have one lead gen ad running. This was just all internal things that we were doing in terms of campaigns. So that's the kind of stuff I teach people. These are the kind of results we generate for my businesses. These are the kind of results we get for our clients. But I always leave every single show, every single video with this question. How much is it costing you not knowing what you don't know? One of my favorite marketeers, Alex Ramosi, says, if you don't know how to make 100K a month, it's costing you 100K a month, not know how to make 100K a month, which is so silly, but it's the ugly truth. And that's why I want to inspire people that actually, if I can do it, if I can run a business that makes good money, that serves the community, that has built a team culture, and I don't practice in it anymore, if I can do that, the guy who couldn't speak English 15, 20 years ago, anyone can do it. You just need someone to hold your hand and show you how it's done. So guys, if you do want to have a chat, there is no risk. I call it a discovery call. We sit down, we have a chat on Zoom. I figure out what are your problems. You tell me what you're struggling with. You tell me where you want to take the business to the next level. And then I can say to you, yes, it sounds reasonable and I can help you and I think I'm the right person, which is great. Or I can say to you, actually, Mr. or Mrs. X, this is not something I can help with, but at least I can guide you the right way. And then we give each other a virtual hug and we say goodbye and we're still friends. So guys, thank you so much for watching this or listening. And as I said, if there is anyone who hasn't subscribed or anyone who can leave us a review that genuinely finds this stuff helpful and interesting, it would mean the world to me. Until next time. Bye-bye.